The French Revolution by Neil Wenborn. Read by Roy Macmillan.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
We all think we know the French Revolution. The Paris mob surging forward to storm the Bastille. The toothless old women knitting at the foot of the guillotine. Marie Antoinette advising her starving subjects to eat cake. Few other historical events have given rise to so many iconic images. Recycled in paintings, literature and film, sometimes actually created by them, such images have entered deeply into our collective imagination. From David's myth-making canvases of the Revolution years to Dickens's A Tale of Two Cities, from Baroness Orczy's Scarlet Pimpernel to Carry On, Don't Lose Your Head, writers and artists have bequeathed us a revolution on the border between fact and fiction, a gallery of arresting tableau and grand historical gestures. But what lies behind that facade of cliché and iconography? What really happened in France and the wider world during those turbulent closing years of the 18th century? And what relevance does it have for us at the beginning of the 21st? The French Revolution was not a single event. Rather, it was a highly complex network of events concentrated in the decade between 1789 and 1799, and especially the first half of that.